You're listening to Rosie on the House.
And we're going to walk around the back of the yard here. I'm Rosie, and I know that surprises some of you that I've got the Landscape Garden Hour, but I do this hour. So we welcome you to give us a call. My Landscape and Gardening Hour questions and answers are a little bit different than John J. Harper's. I fix everything with one of two tools. If you want to find out what they are, call me with your landscape question. 1-888-767-4348. I'm taking the helm of the garden now. And John Jay, thanks for coming in. Good to see you, my man.
It's good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Jennifer had me out on the road, traipsing all over the globe there for a little while. It was a great trip. Romy is out at the Habitat Restore that's going to have a ribbon cutting. It probably just occurred. And they're opening the Tempe Restore. It's going to have an event all day long. He'll be calling in and touching base with us about what's going on out there. There's giveaways every hour. If you're in the area and you want to take a look at this, some people have the mistaken impression that the restores are nothing but used equipment. They have thousands of things that are still in the factory box.
Absolutely. I found oven range, hood range, still in the box here a few months ago there. So don't let your preconceived notions tell you what it might be.
Habitat Restore, grand opening today. Festivities going all day long, starting at 8 o'clock, 3210 South McClintock in Tempe. John Jay, what do you know about a corpse flower?
They smell really bad.
Well, they named one in Tucson after me.
Oh.
It's called Rosie the Corpse Flower.
Ooh, well.
That's not very flattering.
They are very unique, very cool, very, most of them, the different flowers that, are in that kind of genre are very attractive, but they have a really bad smell, which is how they attract the pollinators, which are flies in general, to come pollinate them. So they're a very unique botanical note of interest.
Well, like the one down at the Tucson Botanical Garden has got people all over the world watching it. What's the big deal about this thing?
Well, it's one of those.
They got a live cam on it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's one of those events that it's very, as flowers go, it's very kind of methodical, slow. So it lends itself to being watched like that, but they're pretty cool, pretty unique. We've got a number of different succulents and things that bloom with, that type of flower, carrion flowers we call them, and different things that. And the one attributing factor they have is they smell like something died.
Have you ever sold one?
Absolutely.
At the nursery?
Well, not this exact one, but yes, some other varieties that do have that trait with the. With the awful smell. They're pretty popular, actually.
And I guess they're kind of like our agave and century plants. Like, it only blooms, like, once every decade or something?
This particular, then that's one thing. This particular one only blooms, yeah, I forget what the cycle is, but it's not very often.
And so they've got Tucson TV stations down there with cameras, and they're taking this plant's temperature. And I guess it grew an inch and a half yesterday, so they're saying it's like just imminent. Any day, it's
any
gonna bloom.
Second,
and then it blooms for like 2 days, and then closes back up for another decade,
for however long. Yeah, won't be seen again.
And Jennifer, where can people see this live cam on this flower?
We have it posted on our Facebook page.
Okay, there's the easy location. So on Facebook,
just rosieonthehouse.com Facebook.
And in the live cam.
Yeah, just scroll down. I have a couple things posted there, but you'll be able to see it,
See the rosy stink plant blossom.
And if you want to see it in fast, you can go to YouTube, and they have some on there, like we were talking about, Jay, the fast version.
The time lapse.
And also, just wanted to throw out there, people love to ask Jay questions, and a lot of people are doing the Pat's Run or whatever today. So text us, 411-923. We'll get those questions all answered and get you ready to go. I know this is a time of year everybody's out there.
While you're running, you can get your gardening questions answered at the same time.
And if you're not running and you're by a phone, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's the second thing in Arizona they've named after me.
And the first was?
the largemouth bass hanging in the marina at Roosevelt Lake.
There you go.
What a claim to fame.
How big is this fish?
It's like about an 8-pounder.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a stinky nice fish bass. And a stinky flower.
Somebody trying to tell you something.
What a legacy. Huh? Well, what have you got for us today as a landscaping tip of the week here? Starting off here in the spring, and we got the summer coming on and a really dry winter. What are some of the things we got to be considering?
Yeah, is Phoenix beautiful or what, though, right now?
Yellow.
I mean, oh, my gosh. The Palo Verdes and oleanders and bougainvilleas. And, you know, it's hard not to drive around and just kind of go, that looks really nice. So we're in the throes.
How often does your eye catch the blossom of an Ocotea? I mean, yeah. they're 4 and 6 and 8 inches long, just on fire right now.
They are. The swallows are starting to bud up. The white-winged doves have arrived. So we know it, and the mesquites are blooming. So we know the chances of getting much or any cold weather now are way past us. We're in the throes of planting, especially with cold weather being gone. You can feel very safe in planting anything that might be a little bit cold touchy or cold sensitive, like bougainvilleas and lantana and hibiscus are real tropical things. You should be actually looking at tomatoes on your tomato plants. They should have started to set some fruit. Some of your real early birds might even be picking a few, so make sure you're keeping those well fertilized. Your lawns are going to start looking a little funny. If you had a winter lawn, they're going to start going through that ugly duckling phase.
Thinning out. Transition.
The rye starts to kind of die, especially we had that 100 degrees a week or so ago. It's been a weird spring because January and February were really warm. March was pretty cool. I don't know where it ranked, but it was dry, but it was cool. April's been kind of up and down. We had 100, now we're in the 50s, 40s the other morning.
Good strong winds.
Heavy winds.
Up. Gosh.
Yeah. So things are a little topsy turvy, but all in all, you don't want to put off a lot of your landscape planning too much longer and take advantage of this really great weather to be planting just about really anything. Even in the vegetable gardens, you can still be planting some of the warm season crops and get away with it before it gets too hot.
We'll continue having landscaping tips throughout the hour here with John J. Harper, but we're a call-in show, and we want to answer your questions at 1-888-767-4348. So, Gary D., why don't you bring Dave into the conversation? Let me introduce him to John J. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, my man. What kind of landscaping project are you trying to tackle today?
Well, first thing I wanted to say is first-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wow.
I just recently moved to Arizona from, of course, same as everyone else, Southern California, Newport Beach.
Yes, we love all you California immigrants.
We had to hit the eject button, but I promised I wouldn't go political.
Welcome. And you're settled where now? Where in Arizona?
Prescott Valley.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So what are you trying to tackle?
New house, just built. The cinder block wall between my property and my next door neighbor, there was a foundation on the wall that was laid, I don't know, a few years ago. And then when they finally built this phase of the houses, they added the remaining height to the wall. Well, there's a difference in the color of the cinder block from bottom to top. Nothing that they can really do to make them match any more than what they've already done. So I'm wondering about putting a climbing plant, something like maybe a honeysuckle, up next to the fence to where it can climb or trellis up the cinder block wall. Is that going to damage the wall?
By and large, no. I mean, especially something like a honeysuckle or a plant that's not really a grabber or a clinging vine. Things like ivies, things that have, an apparatus or a tendril or a part of the plant that actually will embed itself into the cinder block to cling onto can cause, some minor damage. Typically, though, it's not a structural damage thing. It's more of if you go to take them down and paint, you're going to have to wire brush it or sand it to get that off. So I wouldn't be concerned with that really at all. I mean, you might want to build a trellis out away from the wall a little bit if you want to do that, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Great answer. Rosie, thanks. I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, well, Dave, thanks a million. And he could come out in front of that wall and build a little dry stack bell guard retaining wall, put a planter and landscape it, light it. And
absolutely. A great opportunity, and that's probably the most attractive, the most energy-conscious way to screen that wall is to do it with some vines or some large-growing shrubs. And that's another thing. If you're worried about, you know, integrity of the wall, there are large-growing shrubs. It doesn't have to be a vine on that wall unless you're just trying to cut down on the amount of space it's going to take back into the yard.
Now, John Jay, in our little tour of the Mediterranean, there were a lot of grape lattices. And, I mean, they really caught my eye. I mean, they were really, really handsome and create a ton of shade right when you need it in the summer, right?
Exactly. So grapes are great for a covering for a roof like a pergola
or a west side wall of your house.
West side wall so that you get summer sun and winter shade. They grow fast, and guess what? You get to pick grapes off of them.
And they do okay in Arizona?
Absolutely. We have lots of grapes that do. In almost any part of the state of Arizona, there are grape varieties that will
grow. Do you try and harvest grapes, or you just feed the birds the grapes?
Well,
a little of both.